Residents packed the assembly chambers during the meeting, and more than a dozen testified in favor of the resolution. Many wore the colors of the flag of Palestine and shirts with the message, "Cease fire now." After the vote, which came at nearly 11 p.m., multiple people with a group called Juno for Palestine said they felt misled by the assembly.
I feel powerless. Like, what can I do? I can talk to my assembly members. I can talk to my legislators. We talked with Mary Peltola a couple months ago. Not a single person is listening to us.
That's Sonia Kumar, who is one of the multiple residents who has attended assembly meetings in recent months to advocate for a resolution. Dozens of cities in the U.S. have passed local resolutions calling for a ceasefire. And last month, the Anchorage Assembly passed one to, quote, support negotiations which will lead to lasting peace in the Israel-Hamas conflict. George Partlow said he was testifying Monday night on behalf of his great-grandchildren.
When my great-grandchildren read of the history of this time and of the suffering of other children, Palestinians and Israelis, and ask, what did you do about it? I hope the answer will be, at least we spoke out against the violence.
Assemblymember Paul Kelly introduced the resolution, but he ultimately voted against it. In an interview after the meeting, he says he should have brought it to a committee first so it could have been discussed and workshopped before going to the full assembly.
In retrospect, I probably should have asked it to be introduced out of committee. I do regret that, yes.
Some testifiers were upset with Kelly, along with Assemblymember Wade Bryson, who they said was playing on his phone instead of listening during the meeting. Assemblymember Christine Wall has long advocated for the Assembly to support a ceasefire resolution. She said it's the Assembly's job to listen to their constituents and their concerns.
Local voices speaking up is actually the only thing that is going to change the trajectory of our government's actions on this. And we do have a responsibility to be responsive to the people coming and speaking to us.
Assemblymember Greg Smith said he didn't believe the Assembly should be weighing in on international issues. Despite that, he was one of the two members who voted in favor.
We all want peace in the Middle East. I think we all want people to stop dying in Gaza. But the Juno Assembly should, I believe, focus its time and energy on things that we can actually make an actual impact on. And I have concerns on precedent for this.
Kumar says she and others a part of Juno for Palestine plan to continue to testify for city action at future meetings. In Juno, I'm Clarice Larson.